those moments when our mouths run faster than our brains leave us embarrassed. But with a little reflection, as commentator Alyssa Eli found, we can learn from them.
I was in a no-nonsense mood, a rotten mood, really, when the phone rang. I was ready to taste any solicitor's blood. I answered. There was a pause. Is this Walgreens? It wasn't a solicitor. It wasn't an unreasonable hour. It wasn't even an unreasonable request. But I wasn't Walgreens. No, I said. I felt hostility all out of proportion to the situation. This was the perfect vehicle for its release. The voice on the other end was elderly and gentle, contrite, tentative, trying to understand. Is this 2646? She was only making things worse. No, absolutely not. Not Walgreens? There was another pause, a recouping. Oh, I'm terribly sorry, really so sorry. There's safety in the anonymity of a wrong number. The telephone is one of the last places where rudeness is possible without social repercussion. This stranger meant nothing to me. With satisfaction, I blushed to recall, I hung up on her. 30 seconds later, I heard the voice in my mind again. It had a familiar ring. 30 seconds after that, I realized I recognized it. The voice belonged to someone I knew, someone so unfailingly polite, so moral, that she would have insisted on clearing up any inconvenience her phone call might have caused. To this someone, social order is civil order, whether you know who you're talking to or not. Through the perils of speed dialing, she had probably placed the call to Boston instead of Florida. I would have known her right away if she'd asked for me instead of Walgreens. The context confused us both. It would be just like her to apologize to a stranger. She had apologized to a stranger, who had then hung up on her. But the stranger, it turned out, was not a stranger. It was me. And here's the hazard of using anonymous phone calls as vehicles for release. You never know who will recognize you after you've hung up on them. Now she'd seen the dark side of my moon. I'd exposed myself right down to the craters and scars. I should have been more polite, really I should have. I must explain that to her when we talk again. I did marry her son.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.